What is going on, Americanistas, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. I am your host, Ivan, and I know that it's been quite a long hiatus since we last spoke here on the podcast. It's been well more than 2 months since we last spoke, but I do have an update in regards to what happened and why it is that we kind of fell off and have that long hiatus break from that last episode to today. So, I will be explaining exactly everything that happened in regards to that sense. But I'm also going to be talking just a little briefly about Club America as well. Give you guys my 2 cents in regards to this Liguilla that America has had. Obviously, didn't have the best matchup against Cruz Azul. 1-0 down going into the second leg. We'll see what happens. And then, of course, to end off the podcast, I'm just going to give you guys kind of like my 2 cents as well in regards to this $10 million matchup that America has against LAFC to see who's going to get the last ticket into this new FIFA Club World Cup that's going to be going down in about a month's time. So let's get started and let's talk about the elephant in the room, right? Why is it that, again, we had this long hiatus, this big break, this big pause in regards to the podcast, right? Why is it that we weren't so active on this forefront and we were on our social media platforms? And honestly, guys, that has to come down to me. I want to sincerely apologize for the fact that, we had this long extended period of time, but I do have a valid reason as to why the podcast kind of went on hold. So unfortunately, right after the Clásico Nacional watch party that we had, maybe a couple of days later, I want to say I was admitted into the hospital, right? And because of that, things just kind of fell apart. You know, the plan that we had for the Clásico Nacional midweek, and then of course talking about it, all of that good stuff, just kind of went down the drain because of my hospitalization. And I was in the hospital for about a month's time. So all of March and a little bit of May, I was at the hospital. I was diagnosed with Miller-Fisher syndrome. So just to kind of cut long story short, my body was attacking my own nervous system, basically paralyzing me. And that was scary. I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty scary. But I was very fortunate enough that the doctors were able to give me a treatment and that they were able to get me back on my feet. You know, it did take a lot out of me. You know, if you guys kind of do a quick Google search, it's one of those things that it takes a minute to bounce back. But fortunately, I am gonna be given a 100% recovery process. You know, I will be back at 100%. I'm still not there yet. I want to give myself about a good 70-75% on a good day. But I felt like I owed you guys an explanation and an apology as well, because I know we were doing such a good job with not only being consistent throughout the podcast, but I think we were doing such a good job with the content as well, giving you guys, you know, Club America centered information that I felt was exactly what you guys were looking for. We were enjoying every second of it, and I guess, you know, life happens and it gets in the way at times, and, you know, unfortunately, these things, you know, no one knows when these things are going to happen. But like I said, I was very fortunate to kind of be surrounded by the medical staff that I was. They treated me very well, and the support of my family, my friends, and of course, you know, everybody that is tied to this podcast as well, behind the scenes, knew about what was going on, and they, again, showed a lot of support and love, and I'm very grateful for them and for everybody, honestly. It was, a very, very tough period, and as things stand, it's still a little bit tough, it's still a little bit rough, but I'm, you know, 10 times better than I was back when I was admitted into the hospital. So slowly but surely, we're getting back to 100%. And should be ready to roll back into the swing of things by the start of next season with how things are progressing. So that is just kind of a quick little update in regards to why things fell off for the podcast. But the boys did a phenomenal job with keeping you guys up to date over on Twitter. And, you know, minute by minute, AJ did a phenomenal job in each matchup, giving you guys goals, gifts, reactions. I know they were tweeting about the possibility of getting the FIFA Club World Cup ticket. Now we're potentially going to, you know, play for one against LAFC. So all of that drama as it was unfolding, the guys did a phenomenal job to inform you guys over on our Twitter account. So again, if you guys aren't following us over there, I highly suggest that you do. That's where we keep you guys up to date for everything. And they also started a Discord chat, which is sweet, pretty cool. If you guys want to join that, we'll have a link in the description as well, but make sure you guys do follow us on over on Twitter. And of course, join the Discord chat. You guys, again, we'll keep up to date with all things Club America over there. And just a bunch of great Americanistas there talking Club America day in and day out. So phenomenal job from the guys. You know, they were in a bit of a hiatus for me as well. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't really hear from me. And, that also complicated things with being able to come back onto the podcast and do stuff. Fortunately, we were able to talk and I was able to kind of give them the rundown of what was going on, and they understood. And, you know, they tried to do their best to kind of take over the role of admin in a sense. And again, like I said, they've done a phenomenal job in that sense in keeping you guys up to date on our social media platforms. Obviously, sitting down doing the podcast type of stuff, I know it's a little bit more difficult, but you know, the intention has always been there, and for one reason or another they've been unable to kind of get back to that. But I do appreciate that they've done a lot in my absence to be able to kind of continuously be able to give you guys something along the way. But now we hope to be working as a team, as a unit going forward. And hopefully, you know, no one wants any of this to ever happen again. But if in the future something like this was to happen, we kind of would have a fail safe and be able to kind of continue to produce something for you guys, because we don't want to leave you guys hanging again and give you guys another hiatus like that. So unfortunately, I guess we weren't really planned for something like that. But in the future, we'll try to be as bulletproof as possible when it comes to stuff like this. But again, we're excited to come back. We're excited to do stuff. Just because we haven't been posting on the podcast for audio purposes or whatever, it doesn't mean that we haven't been working behind the scenes, right? And even at my limitations with, you know, with my Miller Fisher syndrome kind of slowly but surely, you know, fading away, I've been trying to do my best to kind of work behind the scenes, get things going. We're really excited for next season. You know, we have big hopes, big dreams, big aspirations. Obviously they're tied to whether or not Club America is able to make it to the Club World Cup as well. But regardless of that, we have a lot of ambition and hopes that this upcoming season is going to be a phenomenal one and one to remember. And we want to make it just as memorable for you guys to kind of follow along throughout the journey of this last year before we have an actual World Cup here in the United States. And so we're trying to do our best to kind of, you know, push forward and kind of elevate this podcast, elevate this community that has given so much to us. And then we hope to be able to give even much more back in the future. So, like I said, we're really excited for what's to come in the future. You know, we're really working hard behind the scenes to get things going. And I hope that you guys enjoy it as well, you know, and I hope that this community continues to grow, continues to elevate. I think America is in the eye of the storm right now with not just this Club World Cup playoff match against LAFC, but I think, you know, the ruckus that they have been making the past couple of years over here in the United States from a business perspective as well too has caught the eye of many people. And so I think it's just one of those things that we want to be at the forefront of that. And hopefully, you know, if we are, we're able to be able to produce much even better content for all of you guys and give back to you guys what you deserve, you know, because you've been able to give us a platform, and we hope to use that platform in a sense to find a way to give back to all of you. So again, apologize for the long hiatus and the fact that we didn't podcast for an entirety of 2 months. now. So again, my apologies, and we look forward to the beginning of next season, in which hopefully the summer transfer window is good to the team, and hopefully if a couple of things fall into our place the way that we want them to, we're able to give you guys just that much more of a richer experience, which is what I think you all deserve at the end of the day. So let's just hope, fingers crossed, you know, luck is on our side in that sense, and we can continue to steer this ship in a smooth sailing direction. Again, my apologies for the hiatus and for the long interruption in between episodes, but hopefully we can amend that, and we can go back to kind of having a normal flowing schedule for the beginning of next season. And I guess briefly, I just want to touch upon one thing too before I start talking Club America, and that's the last thing we spoke about before we had this long break, and that was the Clásico Nacional watch party that we were throwing in Los Angeles with the Football Boutique. And first of all, huge shout out to the Football Boutique for making this a possibility and for, you know, lending us their space and being such phenomenal help in making it a reality and being so hospitable to our listeners and to our Club America fans. Really, it was a great time. I had such a blast. You know, I was able to spend it with friends, family, and you guys, the listeners. It was great. You know, the matchup wasn't that great, right? Because we ended up playing with all bench players. But we still had a good time watching the game. We had a good time during halftime. After the game, we had some raffles. It was really fun. But again, thank you to the Football Boutique for making it a possibility. And we hope that in the future we can do something like that again and hopefully make it even bigger, grander, and even more fun. So again, thank you to all of you. And let's talk Club America now. Let's talk about what's been going on in the world of Las Águilas del América for the past 2 months. And I guess if we had to sum it up and kind of put one word to this whole season, I would have to say that it has been subpar. You know, it's been a little mediocre, especially coming with the hype that we were coming with of a tricampeonato. And I'm only saying this, I guess, is because if you're looking at the results that we've gotten in these past 2 months, the elimination to Cruz Azul in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, I think that's what hurts the season so much right now. And the fact that we're looking at, again, the same rival that we have yet to beat this season, it seems like we have fallen very flat to the expectation that was set at the beginning of the season. Now, were those expectations ludicrous and far and above beyond expectations? Who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, this is America. We're three campeones. The bar is always going to be set high regardless of whatever result happened prior to lifting a trophy. The reality is, expectation is win, and that's it. And the fact that, you know, again, we got ran out flat-faced in an international competition like the CONCACAF Champions Cup, I think that's what hurts the season so much at the moment, you know? And there's a saving grace at the end of the day, right? But it only will come if Club America is able to win the Tetracampeonato and win their ticket into the FIFA Club World Cup. So let's see what happens from here on out to the end of the month. A lot will be determined then. But as things stand right now, as the moment goes, this has just been a flat out poor season for America, right? I mean, and look, the argument could be made that the season was even more terrible last year, where America ended up playing repechaje, got in through the play-in system. Yet we still came out on top and we still were champions. Something just seems a little bit different on this one. Could it be the fact that, you know, America had such a long period of time without playing? You know, those 20 days, I guess, could play and factor in. I'm not too sure. But if I'm just kind of summing it up, the fact that we got eliminated in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal again hinders this dynasty that we're witnessing at the moment. But look, this can all still be salvaged at the end of the season. Mind you, we get past that Cruz Azul hump, lift the trophy, and stamp our ticket into the Club World Cup. I think if those things fall and line up like that, then I think you can look at it and say, wow, this is a phenomenal season. Absolutely blew it out of the ballpark. So a lot is still yet to be unfolded this season, right? And it's crazy to think that in 2 weeks' time, a lot could be looked at in various different ways. And so as of right now, I think that we're just in limbo, in a sense, right? We don't really know what to chalk it up this season to, just because we're still in the fight there for the league and, of course, the big matchup against LAFC. So I think we'll have to wait and see how this all unfolds. But as things stand right now, I'm not too content with what I've been seeing. But again, if at the end of the day we're lifting trophies and we're playing in the Club World Cup, I mean, it all just kind of gets pushed to the side. And it's hailed as a victorious and another successful season. And I hope that's what the case is going to be, right? So that's just kind of my update with America. What I've been seeing, hearing, watching, been doing my best to keep up with the world of Las Águilas in America. Even when I was in the hospital, I was keeping up to date with everything. So I guess everything's still up in the air. And hopefully we can see our Águilas not just only triumph with a tetracampeonato, but also stamping their ticket into the Club World Cup against LAFC at the end of the month. So with that said, let's talk about that $10 million matchup that's going to happen on May 31st. Look, the drama that unfolded with this Club World Cup matchup is just absolutely crazy. I don't think we'll ever see anything like this again in the history of this sport. Honestly, you know, the fact that Leon gets taken out due to the fact of the, you know, multiple ownership with Grupo Pachuca. Pachuca insisting that their team go rather than Leon, even though Leon did win it first. The CONCACAF Champions Cup to stamp their ticket into this new Club World Cup. But that is just kind of the way things are going and the way things unfolded, right? And so the rumor, of course, when it first came out that America potentially could take their spot with a playoff match against LAFC, when that news broke, I thought it was wild. It was crazy. But it felt like it was very minimalistically speaking, going to happen. It wasn't going to be one of those things where it was an automatic given. And then once we got closer to the day, once FIFA came out and they said that they did have an intention to have a playoff match like that, and then when our name was thrown officially out there, it just all felt surreal. You know, it all felt kind of as a fantasy. And it's, I don't know, it's odd in a sense that we've criticized this team so much for not being able to win an international competition, especially last season when this ticket was on the line. The fact that now we get an opportunity to play in this competition that we so prestigiously wanted to, because we are Club America, because we are the best team in the region, and because of our heritage and history and everything that Club America stands for, it's a team that should be playing in this type of competition. And now, whether you want to call it by the grace of God or by the fact that, you know, we somehow had a hand in swaying the FIFA and the TAS, which I think is ridiculous, but however way you want to cut it, America has a golden opportunity here that, again, is given once in a lifetime. This is not going to be happening ever again. And so I think you play for a lot more than just $10 million in this game. And granted, $10 million sounds phenomenal, right? We could definitely use that money, especially with the summer transfer window coming up. But look, the reality is that America's playing for more in this game, right? They're playing for everything that I just mentioned about, right? The history, the stature, the essence, just everything that America stands for, everything that we as America needs to stand for is on the line. Because I'll tell you this much, there's going to be 17 other teams from our own league rooting against us. And I don't care what anyone says. The reality is no one wants America in this competition. Just out of the sheer hate that they have for America. Which, I mean, I guess gives it a little bit more of a sweet taste if we do end up winning this matchup. And of course, you know, LAFC will feel like they're entitled to this ticket as well. But the reality is that America has to win this game. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes. America has to. Because if, God forbid, LAFC win this matchup, it will be the biggest blunder, the biggest embarrassment in Club America history. An embarrassment that I honestly think there's no coming back from. Because we, as an institution, as a club, as a fan base, we uphold ourselves to a different standard. We carry ourselves in different ways. Why? Because our club has backed it up with titles, with historical achievements. You can name it all. And we claim to be the biggest team, not in Mexico, but the biggest team in all of North America, in all of CONCACAF. We say no one comes close to us. Not even this pink team that has the quote-unquote best player in the world that was gifted a ticket into the Club World Cup. Nobody else comes close to the stature, to the history, to the essence, to the pride, to just the absolute sheer magnitude of what this club is. And because of that, you have to win this game. You need to win this game. There's no looking back. You have to go out there, do or die. Literally, this game, in theory, in the way I'm looking at it, this game, the way it's set up, the way things unfolded, the way that it was given for this game to unfold, America has the obligation to win this game, no ifs, buts, or maybes. Because the ridicule, the embarrassment, just the sheer ultimate just fracaso that would be not winning this game and not going to the Club World Cup would be absolutely detrimental to not just the season, but to the whole image and to the whole lore of Club America. So again, this is a must-win game, and America needs to plan themselves to win this game. And look, I know LAFC has their players and they have their thing. They're going to have home field advantage, all of that good stuff. None of that matters. None of that matters because we as a club should be bigger and should be better than that. That no matter what stadium, no matter who we play against, this has to be our game. This has to be our ticket. Simple as that. And we'll see exactly. Hopefully we're a very good and healthy squad at the end of the day when we do end up playing against them. And I don't know, these players need to want it, you know? It's as simple as that. So we'll see exactly how things unfold and all of that good stuff. Again, make sure you guys follow us over on Twitter. We'll keep you guys up to date with everything going on in the world of Las Águilas del América. We'll keep you guys up to date with everything after post-Liguilla, pre this game, all of that good stuff. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we get that ticket into the Club World Cup and then will ultimately give you guys even more coverage once America starts playing in that competition, if and when, hopefully. So, yeah, keep it up with us, and we'll hopefully continue to be giving you guys the utmost best coverage. Again, we're working with a lot of things in the background to hopefully bring you guys an even better experience here on the Eagle Eye Podcast. Like I said, we're super excited for the season to come. Whether that starts with the Club World Cup, whether that starts with the Supercopa MX, or not the Supercopa MX, excuse me, the Campeón de Campeones Cup. There's a lot to be unfolded here for Club America, and we hope to be at the center of it with you guys as well. So with that said, I hope you guys have enjoyed this kind of little mini rant that I went on. and this little mini update as well as to why it is that we had such a long hiatus. Again, I truly do apologize for the fact that we weren't so consistent within these past 2 months to be able to bring you guys something for you guys to listen to and enjoy. But again, we hope to bounce back and give you guys an even much more better experience come next season. So again, thank you to everybody. Thank you to all of you guys. We'll be back real soon to talk all things Club America. But until then, make sure you guys keep it over on our social media platforms. We'll keep you guys up to date. Until then, take care. And as always, Arriba la America. Goodbye.